On March 31, 2010, two suicide bombings in Dagestan killed at least 12 people. Counterterrorism is a cat and mouse game. Sometimes the mice win. When you work in counterterrorism, as I did for 15 years in Canada, you go to work every day with one goal and one goal only in mind. You do everything in your power, together with your workmates, to identify, track, penetrate, and with the help of law enforcement, neutralize plots. In other words, you do what you can to prevent innocent people from dying. Not surprisingly, terrorists really hate security intelligence and law enforcement personnel for obvious reasons. We are trying to spoil their designs. This is why groups like Islamic State and others execute anyone they suspect of being a member of these agencies or working for them, i.e. a spy or a source. Furthermore, terrorists will target law enforcement and security intelligence agencies to kill or wound those responsible for putting obstacles in their way. The single biggest terrorism plot in Canadian history, the Toronto 18 back in 2005-2006, included a fertilizer-based bomb that would have detonated outside the building housing the Toronto offices of CSIS, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, my former employer. On this day in 2010, at least 12 people, including a top local police official, were killed in two suicide bombings in Russia's North Caucasus Republic of Dagestan. A car bomb detonated outside the offices of the local Interior Ministry and the FSB security agency in the town of Kizilhar, followed by a suicide bomber who blew himself up 20 minutes later as a crowd gathered. Chechen terrorist Doku Umarov claimed the attack, noting that, "You Russians hear about the war on television and on the radio. I promise you, the war will come to your streets and you will feel it in your own lives and on your own skin." For his part, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin called on the security forces to scrape from the sewers those responsible. The battle between the white hats and the black hats will continue. Let's hope the former have more wins than the latter. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.